Chapter 7. Against Philosophy. Myself, when young, did eagerly frequent doctor and saint, and heard great argument about it and about, but evermore came out by the same door wherein I went. Edward Fitzgerald, Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. Physicists get so much help from subjective and often vague aesthetic judgments that it might be expected that we would be helped also by philosophy, out of which, after all, our science evolved. Can philosophy give us any guidance toward a final theory? The value today of philosophy to physics seems to me to be something like the value of early nation-states to their peoples. It is only a small exaggeration to say that until the introduction of the post office, the chief service of nation-states was to protect their peoples from other nation-states. The insights of philosophers have occasionally benefited physicists, but generally in a negative fashion, by protecting them from the preconceptions of other philosophers. I do not want to draw the lesson here that physics is best done without preconceptions. At any one moment, there are so many things that might be done, so many accepted principles that might be challenged, that without some guidance from our preconceptions, one could do nothing at all. It is just that philosophical principles have not generally provided us with the right preconceptions. In our hunt for the final theory, physicists are more like hounds than hawks. We have become good at sniffing around on the ground for traces of the beauty we expect in the laws of nature, but we do not seem to be able to see the path in the truth from the heights of philosophy. Physicists do, of course, carry around with them a working philosophy. For most of us, it is a rough and ready realism, a belief in the objective reality of the ingredients of our scientific theories. But this has been learned through the experience of scientific research and rarely from the teachings of philosophers. This is not to deny all value to philosophy, much of which has nothing to do with science. I do not even mean to deny all value to the philosophy of science, which at its best seems to me a pleasing gloss on the history and discoveries of science. But we should not expect it to provide today's scientists with any useful guidance about how to go about their work or about what they are likely to find. I should acknowledge that this is understood by many of the philosophers themselves. After surveying 3 decades of professional writings in the philosophy of science, the philosopher George Gale concludes that these almost arcane discussions verging on the scholastic could have interested only the smallest number of practicing scientists. Wittgenstein remarked that